Good evening. Tonight, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players are proud and happy to bring you Jimmy Stewart in one of his best-remembered roles, Professor Peter Morgan in the rollicking RKO comedy Vivacious Lady, co-starring with Janet Blair in the role of Francie and supported by a distinguished radio cast. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in Vivacious Lady. Young Peter Morgan is a college professor. He teaches botany up at Old Sharon and naturally has some interest in wildlife. His cousin Keith likes the wildlife too, especially in a New York nightclub. And that's where we find the two of them now arguing heatedly in the foyer.
Now look here, Keith. You've been on this binge for 3 days now.
Four.
After all, you're on the faculty at Old Sharon, and Dad said to tell you...
Oh, your dad's just an old...
I must ask you to remember that Dad is my father. Mm. And he's also president of Old Sharon. He's instructed me to bring you home.
No, sir. Not till I see my girl again.
Now, Keith, be serious.
I am serious. You think you got a corner on that serious stuff? Honest, Pete, she's the most wonderful, beautiful, exciting...
Yes, she must be. You're using more adjectives than last time. Now, Keith, the 4 a.m. train leaves at exactly 4 a.m., and I'm going to be on it, and so are you.
But, Pete...
Now, you go and get your hat and coat. I'll go to the table and get the check. Hurry.
Who's he think he is? Anyway? Hey, Dan.
Mr. Morgan, aren't you waiting for Francie's number?
Oh, sure. I just have to hide out for a little while. See that fella heading for my table? If he asks for me, tell him I went back to my hotel to pack and then get rid of him. Just get rid of him.
Get rid of him? The way that guy's looking at Francie, I got quite a job in my hands.
I'm all for you, body and soul.
She's beautiful. Why, she's beautiful. She's the most...
Hey, my foot!
Oh, sorry. Such a lovely voice. Exquisite, like a...
Quiet! Pipe down!
I'll have to ask you to be quiet, sir.
I'm sorry, waiter. You see that bucket there?
That's a champagne cooler.
I didn't notice it.
You're telling me.
I guess I'd better sit down.
Yes, I guess you'd better.
Hello. Mind if I sit down?
Oh, no, not at all. Please do.
Where's Keith?
He went to get his hat. Oh, so you're... Oh.
Well, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
Say, what were you trying to do before? Break up my number?
No, really, you see, that bucket, I'm exceedingly sorry.
Well, you needn't be. Some drunk does it every night. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean that I think you're swagged.
I beg your pardon?
I said I don't mean I think you're tight.
Well, I'm not intoxicated.
No kidding.
No, I'm just... Well, the only way I can explain it, when I was a small boy, we had one of the first automobiles in Old Sharon.
Old Sharon? You live there, too.
Oh, yes. And one morning, my father was driving along, and he didn't see me in the street. He's rather absent-minded about small details. And he ran over me. It wasn't anything serious, but it was quite a blow.
I can imagine.
Well, that's just the way I feel right now.
Well, here in New York, we say it a little different. We say we feel like we've been hit by a truck.
Uh-huh. Same idea.
Uh-huh. Yes, same idea.
Uh-huh. You have a cigarette?
No, thanks.
Something to drink, maybe?
No, I never use it.
I couldn't get you anything to eat, huh?
Yes, I believe I would like something to eat.
Oh, well, that's fine. Here, waiter?
No, not in here. The food's terrible.
Well, then,
Well?
Well, I mean, you want me to...
Well, good gracious, you want to take me out, or don't you?
Yes, I do. I want to take you out very much.
Okay, let's get going, then.
Well, that suits me. Fine, and you know, if you don't have to get home in a hurry, why, we might see some of New York, huh? My father's president of the college, you see, and his father was president before him, and Someday I'm going to be president, too. I hope you don't think I'm bragging.
Oh, no. I like people who think they're good.
I assure you, I never talked this much before, but I just realize I'm trying to make an impression.
Well, you could let me say something. I'm trying to make an impression, too.
Honestly?
On the level.
Well, on the premise that, I mean, assuming that you had the opportunity, what would you say?
Goodbye, Peter.
Goodbye? Well, why?
Well, after all, it is 4 o'clock, and this is where I live.
Oh, I see.
I'm awfully sorry you missed your train.
Oh, that's all right. One goes up there every day.
Oh, I see. Well, goodbye. I said good...
Look, do you think things out very carefully?
Things? What things?
Just things.
Oh, you mean small things or important things?
All types of things. Everything.
Uh-huh. Well, if they're small things, I never do. But if they're important things, I never do either.
I don't know. I think maybe you ought to think them out, don't you? Because lots of times the small things develop into important things.
Yes, you're right. But if you think things out, they happen anyhow.
You mean there are some things you just can't control?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's right.
Mm-hmm. Certainly is.
Yeah, I mean.
You mean you want to kiss me?
Yes, I do. I want to kiss you very much.
What if I were you? Know what I'd do?
What?
I'd go ahead and kiss me very much.
Getting into Sharon pretty soon now, sir.
Yes, Porter, I know.
Want me to brush you off, sir?
No, I'll get off in the usual way. You can carry the lady's bag.
Yeah,
she'll be right back. She's freshening up over there.
Hey, Peter!
Well, Keith!
Peter, what are you doing on this train?
Oh, just riding along.
Oh, no kidding. What car was your berth?
Well, I couldn't get any birds. Had to sit up all night in the observation car. Not that we didn't like it, though. We both had...
We?
Oh, that's right. I haven't told you, have I? Listen, Keith.
Here I am, darling. Oh, hello, Keith.
Francie, what are you... Wait, I remember I married you last night.
No. She married me.
Oh, sweetheart, precious. Francie, darling.
Hey, wait a minute. Excuse me, Keith. You're kissing my wife.
Oh, that's all right. We're cousins now.
Oh, Keith, stop being so silly. Oh, Peter, darling, I'm so excited. Are we almost in?
Almost. There's a station now.
Yes, and there's your father on the platform.
Yeah, I wired him I'd be on this train.
It's funny the old boy looks so calm. I think he'd be pretty excited, you getting married and everything.
I haven't told him yet.
Oh, you haven't told him?
No.
Then save me 2 good seats on the 50-yard line.
Oh, well, I'm going to tell him. I'll tell him right away. After all, I'm old enough to know what I'm doing. It isn't as if I just ran off and got married or anything like that. I thought this thing out very carefully, and if he has anything to say to
him... Oh, sir.
Oh, Peter, maybe I'd better go someplace and wait until you've had a chance to straighten things out.
Yeah, swell idea. She can come to my place.
No. Or go someplace.
Oh, but look, Peter, you can tell them how wonderful I am. You know, build me up, and then I can come over later.
Well, no, I don't like that.
Oh, you don't think I should?
Oh, Peter!
Darling, who is that girl?
Helen. We're engaged.
Engaged?
It's nothing permanent, though.
Oh. Well, I hope she doesn't believe in long engagements. Come on, Keith. See you later, darling.
Peter! Oh, Peter, I've missed you. I'm so glad you're back.
Well, so am I, Helen.
Hi, Uncle Peter. Hiya, Helen.
Look, Dad.
No need to say it, son. I can see for myself.
But, Dad...
I told you to bring Keith home, but I didn't think he'd bring that blonde home with him.
Well, that's the long story. You see...
Oh, isn't that the girl you phoned your father about?
Yes, that's the girl, but that was before she's a very nice girl.
Peter, the subject doesn't bear discussion now. You may use the car and take Helen home. I'll see you when I return from the university.
But wait, Dad, now this is important.
It's all right, Peter. I know it wasn't your fault. It's simply that Keith is allergic to blondes. He breaks out in a rash every time he gets near one.
Oh, I don't know. I think I can trust him. I hope. Hello? Hello, Francie, is that you?
Oh, Peter, darling, I'm so glad you called.
What's Keith doing?
Oh, Keith's gone out. He said he had to do some... No, wait a minute, here he is now. Why, Keith, oh, you're wonderful.
Hey.
How thoughtful can you be? Oh,
hey,
beautiful.
Look, say,
Keith,
what's going on,
darling,
there?
Oh, Peter, darling, Keith just brought us a wedding cake, and it's beautiful.
Oh, well, don't cut it until I get over there, will you?
Oh, please hurry, darling. I miss you so much. Kisses. Can you hear them?
Yeah, do it some more.
Peter?
Oh, Dad.
Go ahead. Finish your...
What sort of conversation is that?
Wrong number.
Peter, there's something I must discuss with you, Peter. Our usual spring difficulties between the male and female students are starting a little early this year. Too much fraternizing in the locker room. With the spring prom being held tonight...
Dad, I want to explain to you about that girl.
Oh, don't bother. I'll take care of Keith.
No, but you don't understand.
The subject is closed.
The subject is not closed. It can't be closed.
I insist that you respect my wishes.
I'll respect your wishes whenever it's possible, but right now you've
Peter,
got to...
Peter, Dad.
Oh, Mother.
Your voices are so loud.
Well, I refuse to be treated like an infant.
Don't shout. Shouting is the defense of a limited mind.
Oh! Oh, my heart.
Oh, Mother.
Now,
oh.
See what you've done. You know your mother can't stand excitement.
No, I'm all right, I think.
Nonsense, my dear. I'll carry you to your room. Hold tightly now.
Oh, Mother, I'm sorry.
Quiet! Don't you think you've done enough damage already?
He hung up on me, Keith. He just hung right up. I think I heard his father's voice.
Do you think he heard yours, that, you were dishing out?
Oh, Keith, when do you think you'll be able to tell them?
Who knows? Might take days, might take weeks.
Oh.
Man, people are seeing you around. They'll start asking questions. After all, this is just a little college town. Hey, I've got it.
Got what?
It's a college town, so you'll go to college, and I know just the course. Botany 1A.
Why, that's Peter's class.
Uh-huh. We'll pass you off as a graduate student. And remember, my child, this will be your first day in school, so I want you to be a good little girl.
Yes, Mama. I'll be home just as soon as Papa learns me all about the flowers.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in just a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Have you ever stopped to think how many different kinds of face creams you've bought in your lifetime? And have you ever stopped to think how many, many times you were disappointed? How you failed to see any real improvement in your skin? How you waited and waited for results that let you down? Well, I promise you a new kind of experience with Lady Esther Face Cream. I don't ask you to wait a long time. I don't ask you to wait 30 days or even 30 minutes. I show you results in 30 seconds. Yes, in less time than it takes to tell about it, you'll not only see an amazing difference in your skin, you'll feel the difference. And I don't just say it. I prove it. I prove it with my 30-second patch test. To make this interesting test, just smooth Lady Esther face cream on one patch of skin, like one cheek. Wipe it off. Then compare that cheek with the other. See the radiant difference. Feel the difference with your fingertips. This 30-second patch test will show you how thoroughly Lady Esther Face Cream cleans your skin, how it softens your skin, how it helps nature refine the pores, and how it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. All I ask is that you let the patch test prove all this. Prove it on your own skin. And in just one application of Lady Esther Face Cream.
now, Lady Esther presents the second act of Vivacious Lady, starring Janet Blair and Jimmy Stewart. Well, Peter hasn't yet been able to tell his family that he's married. And in between worrying about Francie, he has to worry about his career. So we find him now, not knowing Keith and Francie's plan, conducting his class, Botany 1A.
My dear Miss Feigenknepper, all you have to learn is to use your microscope.
Won't you show me, Professor?
Well, you set the barrel like this, and then adjust the reflector, and then you put your eye to the eyepiece like this, and then you...
Hello.
Put, how do you do? And then you take...
Professor, you were just about to take something.
Yes, well, leave it.
Professor Morgan.
Oh, thank you.
I was told to report to you.
Yes, of course. Culpepper?
You want me, Morgan?
Yes. Young lady, this is my assistant. Culpepper will show you to your desk. She's a new student in the class. She's... Never mind, Culpepper. I'll shore myself. You run down the hall and get some slides or something. Come along, miss. This is your desk right here.
Thank you, teacher.
And here is your microscope.
I think you're wonderful.
You see, we're studying the lowest form of vegetable life, the Protococcus.
I love you, teacher.
Any other questions, class? No? Well, that's all until tomorrow's quiz, then. Dismissed. Oh, Francie, I had to see you alone. Darling, I've been worried. Are you all right?
Of course I'm all right.
Well, are you sure? I mean...
Oh, don't be silly. Keith has been wonderful.
That's what I'm afraid of. Look, we can't impose on Keith's good nature any longer. Now, I want you to leave his apartment and find some place for us.
For us?
Yeah, so we could be alone. Oh, we're having that quiz tomorrow morning, and I thought I might drop over tonight and sort of give you the answers.
Oh, darling, I thought I knew all the answers, but it's okay with me. Oh, Peter, I love you very much.
I love you, darling. Darling, I...
Say, Morgan, are these the slides you...
Oh, excuse me.
Well, Culpepper, got anything to say?
No, I don't think so. Only...
Oh, Peter, now you'll have to tell your folks.
Yes, I will. I'll tell them today. Dad, may I talk to you for a minute?
Not now, son, not now. I'm on my way to meet Mr. Noble. He's giving the college a new library, you know.
It just happens that this is more important than your library.
Peter, some other time, perhaps, I...
Dad, you know that girl that you think is Keith's girl?
I've told you before.
She's my wife.
I don't intend to discuss that...
What did you say? I said she's my wife. I might add that she's the finest wife any man could ever hope to have.
Peter, are you mad?
I think I am, sir, and I hope it's a permanent condition.
I won't allow you to toss your life away.
Well, it's my life, and I wish you'd let me do as I please with it. After all, it's a courtesy that's due to any ordinary human being.
You're not an ordinary human being. You're a college professor. Someday you may even be president.
I don't want to be president, unless I...
Peter, Dad!
Oh, Mother.
What is it? What's wrong?
Your son has the unabashed audacity to stand there and inform me that...
Oh, my heart.
Oh, Mother, here, let me...
Stay away from her! You've done enough damage already. Besides, you're late for class right now.
Now, it's very simple, Miss Feigen and Knepper. Lepto means delicate, sporo means seed, and yate means case or vessel. Leptosporangiate. Having each case or vessel form a single delicate cell. Now, is that clear?
Yes, Professor. But I still don't understand in the reproduction of ferns, which matures first, the male or the female?
I say, well, now, in that case...
Help, Pete.
Keith, what are you doing here like this?
I'm drowning your sorrows.
Professor Morgan.
Repeat the question, please.
I'd like to know...
What do you mean, drowning my sorrows?
Somebody had to. Your wife just left you.
What did you say?
I said in the reproduction of ferns.
Well, she doesn't want to hurt you. She's leaving on the 4 o'clock train.
The class will excuse me for a moment, please. I have to do some work in my private lab. Culpepper, take the class.
Well, what'll I do?
Make a fool of yourself. Talk or anything. Keith, come on. She can't do it, Keith. I'll get her on the phone.
Now, wait a minute, boy. You'll only make her feel worse. After all, she has a point. Your father does think she's blackening your name.
Well, it's what I think that counts. And I think that if there's any blackening done around here, I'll do it myself. Where's that bottle of yours?
Right here. Why?
You'll see. Start pouring.
Okay. Say when.
When I get through, you'll think she's too good for me. When?
That's all there was.
Oh. Well, here goes.
Shades and merciful saints preserve us. Today you are a man.
Can't feel a thing. You got any more?
There isn't any more. Besides, you just had enough to lift a B-29.
Very well, then. I'll make it myself. Let's see. Alcohol, half a gallon.
Excuse me.
What'd you say?
Don't mention it. Don't mention it.
Better make it a gallon. Bunsen burner, glass retort, condenser, foil.
Now, botany is really the romance of life. Plants are just about like people. First, they're young and playful, and then they grow up, and then they grow some more, and get sort of serious about their jobs, you know. They have moments of ecstasy and moments of depression. And sometimes they even have... Oh, Dr. Morgan.
It's all right, Culpepper. I was looking for my son.
Yes, sir. He's in the private lab. research.
Research, huh?
Yuppie!
It's rather vocal.
Well, well, well.
Oh, Professor Morgan, I was just about to...
Yes, old man Culpepper. Good old Culpepper. Get out of the way, Culpepper. I'll take the class. Here, here now. What a very intelligent-looking group. Let's see. Are there any other questions from the class?
Yes, sir. In the reproduction of ferns, I'd like to know which comes first, the male or the...
My dear Mrs. Fingle-tipper. Tingle-zipper. Fingle-tipper. My dear Miss You-Know-What. You are correct. That's absolutely correct. Do you care to stick around for the $64 question?
Peter, this is an outrage. The class is dismissed.
Oh. Peter.
Oh, hello, Mother.
How do you feel?
I don't know. I'll tell you when I find my head. I hope this isn't going to upset you, Mother. I'd never forgive myself if you had an attack here.
Peter, I'll let you in on a little secret. I'm not going to have any more attacks.
Oh, but your heart...
My dear, you don't know what that bad heart has saved me. All these years, every time your father raised his voice, any time I didn't want to listen, any time I was bored...
Mother.
And then they'd bring me my meals in bed. It was really lovely.
Well, that's the best thing I...
That's wonderful. Does Dad know?
Yes, I told him when he brought you home.
Oh, what'd he do?
He took a small brandy to steady himself.
Uh-huh. And then?
He took another to give himself strength.
Uh-huh. And then?
Well, then...
You know, I sort of think it runs in the family.
And Peter, Keith told me all about your wife. We both think she'll be rather good for the Morgan.
You do? Oh, say, I've got to get her and tell her that. I've got to bring her home here and... Oh, what time is it?
4:05.
5 minutes? Well, let me out of here. The train leaves at 4. I've got to get down there.
Well, of course, but Peter...
But what?
Darling, not in your underwear.
At least he could have come down to the train. After all, I was doing it for him. Letting me go away all alone.
Take it easy there, folks. Take it easy. Nothing to worry about. Everything's all right.
Francie, where are you?
Oh, Peter.
Oh, you're here. I knew you'd be. Oh, you had to be, darling, if I'd thought I stopped this train for nothing.
You stopped it? How?
Well, with my car, of course.
Oh, Peter, you didn't wreck your car.
Oh, no, I just drove it across country, that's all. Of course, I did have to build a little fire on the tracks.
Oh, Peter, darling.
Well, after all, what's a honeymoon without a groom?
Thank you, Jimmy Stewart and Janet Blair, for appearing with the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players tonight. We are grateful indeed for your delightful performances. And now, before we tell you about next week's program, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Do you know what many women tell me? They say that even when they feel below par, my new powder shade, Bridal Pink, makes them look spirited and gay, makes them look happy. Lady Esther Bridal Pink is a boldly dramatic shade, rich in color, subtle in effect. It seems to wake up your entire appearance. It makes you look alert, refreshed. It doesn't matter whether your hair is blonde or brunette, auburn or brown. Lady Esther Bridal Pink is intensely flattering to almost every skin it touches. You can't possibly make a mistake if the shade you choose is Bridal Pink. And the texture of Lady Esther face powder is like no powder texture you've ever known. It's so fine, it spreads like a delicate, clinging film of beauty on your skin. The instant you apply it, tiny lines and blemishes vanish, completely covered. The texture of your skin looks finer. Many women say even their features look daintier. If you want to present a dazzling new appearance to your family and friends, try this. First, smooth on Lady Esther four-purpose face cream. Wipe it off. And then apply Lady Esther Bridal Pink face powder. Bridal Pink, the shade that instantly wakens your face to new life, to exciting new beauty.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild Players will present Along Came Jones. It will star Ona Munson and Gary Cooper. Be sure to listen. Jimmy Stewart's next production will be It's a Wonderful Life for Liberty Films, to be produced and directed by Frank Capra. Janet Blair appeared through the courtesy of Columbia Pictures and is soon to be seen in the Columbia musical Tars and Spars. Vivacious Lady was presented through the courtesy of RKO Radio Pictures. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.